for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. Welcome to my house. It's safe, it's comfortable, and it's virus-free. We are your Saturday morning happy place.
We even sanitized the accordion.
Yes, we did. And that's a hard job, Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hard job right there.
That's not 2 minutes. No, it'd take a lot longer.
Oh, man. Good morning, y'all. In our effort to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we'll be doing everything we can to put a smile on your face this morning. And to get started, I want to get started like I got started last hour. I want to remind y'all of a few things. You know, I'm old enough to remember some things I want to remind you of. Do y'all remember the energy crisis of 1973? It was the first and the second oil shock. Remember those headlines? We were told the global economy could not survive $1 a gallon gasoline. We were paying at the time 36 cents a gallon, and we thought the world was coming to an end. It didn't. Then the savings and loan crisis of the 80s and 90s, you know, the epicenter for that was right here in the Southwest. One-third of the savings and loans associations in America failed. One-third of them failed. We thought it was the end of the world. It wasn't. We survived. How about the dot-com bubble, where everybody was going to become millionaires overnight, investing in dot-com Silicon Valley startup companies? They became known as the dot-com bombs. Over half of the dot-com companies failed. Now, three that didn't, you may have heard of: Amazon, eBay, and Google. How about the George Bush and Al Gore election in 2000? At the time that happened, I had a remodeling company in Scottsdale that had over 100 employees, and the phone didn't ring for 3 months. It didn't ring for 3 months, but we survived. We've had a couple Black Thursdays in American economy history. 1929, 1987. 1987, the market fell 20% in 1 day. We survived. Came back to be the strongest stock market ever recorded. And how about the Great Recession, the subprime mortgage crisis most recently experienced, where a lot of Arizona real estate pockets lost 60% of their value? We survived. Folks, we're going to survive this. And we're going to survive it with a smile on our face. And I heard a quote I want to repeat. Calm is contagious. All right? So let's keep our perspective. Let's stay positive, and let's be the shining bright lights in our community. That's what we're here to do this morning. As we talk about your new most favorite place to be, your home. And man, I'll tell you, the biggest silver lining of this is traffic. I get in the car and just drive around town enjoying the fact there's no traffic.
Every day is Sunday.
Every day is Sunday morning.
It's even better than Sunday.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Air quality is good, too.
Well, a lot of what we're doing by staying home puts a microscope on the condition of our existing home. I have a sister with a home in North Central Phoenix who recently was going to take an extended vacation to New Zealand. And while she was gone, she was going to do a house swap with another couple from the United Kingdom. And they were going to stay in her house while they swapped this house and that house, and they were going to be in a house in New Zealand. Well, she says, if you ever want to verify the condition of your home, promise to rent it to someone for a month. It changes the way you look at everything. And I think people are doing that. We've got a lot of kids at home right now. And you know what, Lauren? We raised six kids. And when summer's coming, you can plan for it. And you get them all signed up for camp, right? Yep. When spring break is coming, you plan a family vacation. But nobody was looking for this. So this is all unexpected. They're home, cramping the adult schedule, cramping society's function, and we're all trying to figure out how to survive it and make it work. I would tell people, ask your kids what they'd want done around the house. I'll bet you they got some pretty good ideas. We've brought Lauren Green in from Green's Home Design to just talk about how some projects should get started, the right way to get them started. Lauren, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Romy.
Oh, you bet. Rosie. You know, one of the first things I tell people all the time is before you start thinking too much or too long about any one project, be committed to doing it right. Be committed to doing it Rosie right. And that's going to involve getting a permit. And I'm asked all the time, well, I don't need a permit for this, do I? Well, I don't need a permit for that, do I? I mean, if you knew how few things you could do at your house without a permit, you'd be astounded.
Yep. You know, there's sometimes insurance, if you do something and add on, the insurance company won't cover the value of that addition.
Without a permit.
Yeah. And then when you might have problems when you go to sell a house if you don't get a permit on that addition.
Well, we tell people all the time, when that home inspector gets there, you ask them, is there anything that doesn't look original here? I want to know about it. And then building permit records are kept at the building department. You call and give the address and say, I want to know if any building permit was ever pulled on this address. You're familiar with the Spuds report, right?
Yep.
The seller declaration. Question 150 on the Spuds report that you must answer when you list your home. Was all work completed at the home done with a building permit? Now, that's a yes or no question. Number 150, were permits for the work required? If yes, question 151, were the permits for the work obtained? Please explain. And I think, yeah. I'm like on a one-man campaign to get realtors to push for this. They really objected to home inspections when they started. And then they got on board and they said, this is the best thing since sliced bread for us. Now I wish they would get on board. Home inspectors ought to be giving analysis and opinions. Is this original? They always say the air conditioning equipment is model number such and such, such and such. That means it was manufactured at such and such a time. It's been in service this many years. And you can expect an air conditioner in Arizona lasts 12 years, so 60% of the value of this unit is depreciated. You should get a licensed, bonded, insured mechanical contractor to inspect the unit. That's the way all home inspections read. They ought to have a section in there, was any work apparently not original, and encourage the homeowners to call and see if a permit was pulled.
Yep. There was a period of time where I had a home inspector's license, and I could tell right away if it wasn't permitted because something was done wrong.
Yeah.
You know, somebody hung the porch rafters from the end of the roof overhang instead of putting them on top of the wall.
You see that one a lot.
Yeah.
I love the ones when behind the door there's a drywall patch and you can just barely see through the mud wire nuts. somebody just packed a junction box full of tape and paper and mud. And I think I see that one more often than any. It's horrendous. You don't bury junction boxes. It's against the code. But let's talk a little bit about pulling a permit, Lauren. You know, there's really two different perspectives. It's a whole lot different pulling a permit for work inside the house where you're not going to change the footprint at all. You may have a structural thing or two to address, But you pull a general permit for plumbing and electric, a little engineering if you're changing the load bearing. Interior permits are a snap.
Yeah, a lot of them you can get the same day. Just tell them what you're doing and changing like for like or something like that. They can usually issue them the same day. But when you're changing the footprint of the house...
Then once we go outside, it changes everything. I mean, we can get bathroom remodeling permits online in 10 minutes with most of the cities, and all they want is an electrical and plumbing permit. But you can't go in and remodel a bathroom without an electrical and plumbing permit. And there are some of these speedy bathroom remodeling companies that advertise bathrooms in a day. You really can't do a bathroom in a day.
No.
Not legally. You got to have the inspections done. So we're here to kind of raise the banner of the objective of pulling permits to keep your property safe and legal. Now, when we're going outside the footprint, Lauren, we don't have time to talk it right now. We're going to go on a little quick break. But I want to talk about all the things the city considers and looks at. As soon as they, you know, or you mention, I want to pop out here. That raises a bunch of red flags to the city inspector. And I want you and I just kind of talk through some of those red flags and give people an idea of what to expect. You know, now, folks, I've been in this business 45 years. And people always think, well, we'll just get a variance. If I want to do something the city says you can't do, I'm just going to get a variance. In 45 years, I've gotten, I think, two successful variances. City council is predisposed to always say no. And I've applied for three variances in the town of Paradise Valley over 45 years and never got one. You might as well just give up there. They aren't going to give it to you. So variances aren't always the solution.
And if you're looking for a solution to your vehicle, Sanderson Ford is offering 84 months zero interest. I've been sitting here at shop.
That's free money for
7 years. 84 months?
That's 80? Free money for 7 years.
5 years? Is that right?
I think okay. Seven.
Anyway. Seven.
But, man, I mean, we're in a situation where we're going to need two vehicles here very quickly. My F-150 is pushing 300,000 miles. And Tinley's turning 16 in 2 months. And we go separate directions in the morning.
I will tell you as a dad, Tinley takes priority over your 300,000-mile truck.
She's going to get that truck. I'll get my truck first. She'll get mine, and then when that one breaks, she can ride out the last 20,000 miles to that 300,000, then we'll get her something. However it works out, they'll both be from Sanderson Ford.